Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquered the five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them in. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh,
whoa. Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. Whoa. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
The hottest under the sun. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dream.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Fucking believable, Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me,
I am a missile like a thud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like FUD. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house is pain. Let's go, niggas don't want to see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuff. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. I'm me, I'm me, bitch I'm me, baby I'm me. So who you? Fuck you, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man.
You already know that, pimpin'.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
You already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Kane is in the building.
Trying to fuck with Hollywood Cole. I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hear it from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle. I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single. I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the
the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building, you just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games, guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen, as the world spinning dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Look, tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, right from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody spend some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey. In my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr. 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense. Check the paw print. We in the building. You niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumbled at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only
fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show 'em.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My CeeLo's, treat him like a kilo. Cut him or tape him up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo and the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm me.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you flew him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us to warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz.
Thank you, cuz.
Just because.
Hey.
Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, yeah, just say it, yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey, and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it, man. Silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
What's popping, y'all? Peace. What's good? Oh, how y'all doing? I needed a couple extra minutes. My bad. I had to do that, though. Hopefully, y'all can hear me loud and clear out there. Here we live and direct and in full effect. Tonight, I'm going to listen to some music, though. Because I kind of just didn't even want to do the show. It sounds crazy when I come on and say that, doesn't it? Nah. The reason I said that tonight, though, is because we just put up our video on YouTube. So you want to go check that out because that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. If you are on Discord, I'm on Discord now. I gave you all the links so you could join Discord with me. So, yeah, now we can have a little bit of fun. But, yeah, tonight, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about what is an express trust, really. So the show is set for about an hour. So we'll see if we can get it to an hour. I just, like I said, poured out in the other, in the video. So I need something to kind of push me to keep going. I don't want to listen to no. Let me see. I won't say I didn't want to listen to reggae and stuff, but. Without getting into all that foolishness. I hope y'all doing well out there. You want to check out the YouTube video. The video is very important to a lot of the, I guess you could say, misinformation that is being disseminated to everybody. I'm going to be taking my time a lot through these presentations because, you know, I want to make sure y'all get it. But I hope y'all got a chance to take a look at the video. I'd love to know what y'all think. Put some comments in there. It's going to get a little crazy tonight because in the video, Let me tell you what I ended up doing. We're just going to get into the show. We took the Weiss Trustee Handbook, right? For those that are familiar with Weiss Trustee Handbook. And the idea was everyone is touting the Express Trust, right? Which is a guide, right, on how to create the Express Trust, but not really create it, but a guide to the administration of it. See, not a creation document, an administration document, right? Of an Express Trust under the common law. So it's a guide to administer Express Trust under common law. And then they say functioning under the general law merchant. What's dope about that is a lot of people don't know what a law merchant is, right? But the law merchant is actually the system of rules, as discussed earlier, and customs and usage generally recognized and adopted by traders as the law for the regulation of their commercial transactions and the resolution of their controversies, all right? So the law merchant is codified in the UCC, a body of law which has been adopted by the states that govern mercantile transactions. So why is that of any importance? Well, that's important because we're looking at a handbook that everyone has copied and pretty much been exploiting other people for crazy ripoffs, right? Now, I'm going to read this waiver because, one, I'm going to echo it, but two, I want y'all to understand what y'all are dealing with. For private educational use only, this is the Weiss Trustee Handbook. This book is published with the understanding that the author and publisher jointly and severally are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice, nor are we here at Law Life Academy. All decisions made based on the material in this book are ultimately done at the discretion of the reader. So what did they just say? They provide you with some resources. If you find it beneficial, use it. If you don't, leave it alone. What am I saying that's wrong? Let me read it to y'all since y'all don't like the way I speak. All decisions made based on the information in this book, they said material, but I'm going to institute information, are ultimately done at the discretion of the reader, not the writer, not the publisher, not the printer, not none of it. You. Author and publisher jointly and severally assume no liability whatever. Stop trying to put this stuff on me. With that being said, I'm inclined to share some things with you tonight. So, it's going to talk a little bit about, this handbook is about the administration of the Express Trust created under the original common law and functioning in the unique system of commerce, which is UCC, all right? Now, let's see. The information presented herein has been reduced from various sources, which the reader is encouraged to examine for his own knowledge and further understanding. They're telling you to go read, but y'all don't. The material herein has been rendered into a guidance on decisions regarding the most pertinent aspects of the administration of an Express Trust. So only secondary attention has been given to all other materials. Y'all are going to be surprised. I was supposed to do it today, change the name of the show, change the way we approach this. And I didn't feel up to it, so but I still wanted to make the show. But y'all got some stuff coming y'all way. Y'all be impressed shortly. All right. All in all, the author's objective by this handbook is to devise a simple guide. What is it? A simple guide. Not for you to copy and paste. With clearly outlined method in sample forms. What they gave y'all? Sample forms. What they gave y'all? Sample forms. For the effective handling of affairs of express trust, handling of affairs of express trust, right? Now, that can be public affairs of express trust, private affairs of express trust. We're going to find out. While also showing the many options for growth and prosperity and profound protection afforded by express trust when created and administered properly. Now, y'all hear me emphasize that shit again. I did it earlier, but I'm doing it again. This book is written in a somewhat unconventional manner in order to accommodate the subjective. Now, I'm going to read this last part here, and then I'm going to jump to something. Because I want y'all to learn that they've been telling y'all what this is. If the reader should find, after examining the sources, I don't know how many which ways they told y'all. They wrote a whole page on this shit. Examining the sources that this work has failed in its objective, then let it be attributed to a fault of the author. If you don't get what they're trying to get you to understand, they want to take full responsibility. It's not the information. They're saying it's their fault. The way they wrote it, the way they said it, it's on them. So don't put it on the express trust. Just go look at the sources yourself. But they're going to tell you. They said, then let it be attributed to a fault of the author, not to any supposed faultiness of the sources of the express trust itself. It will be admitted by all honest and learned lawyers also, I mean, as is it once was, when a lawyer by definition was learned in the law. You know, I've said that to y'all before, and y'all don't know what I meant, right? But it's in there.
It's right there.
It didn't say taught in law. I like to tease people. But I'm not going to go too hard on this. Because that's not the point tonight. Tonight, we're going to have a wild, exciting show. So, right here it says, in general law, merchant, so law merchant is UCC. So, in the UCC is embraced under general common law, i.e. the original and unique system of commercial law in the American states, in which there is no commerce regulation of express trust except in connection with income derived from corporate stock and physical franchises under all of this stuff here. Now, I want to note the reason why I read that earlier and the reason why I didn't break it down is because if you heard me, you heard me say by their rendering here that in order for you to benefit from this thing the way it's supposed to, express trust, when created and administered properly, it affords you all of those things. So I repeat, express trust, when created and administered properly, affords you all the benefits that you do know and rely on. Go back to last week's show. I wanted to bring up that, if I can find it, the thing I was reading on last week where the kid got tied up and tied us all together for y'all. But in any instance, I just said a whole bunch of bullshit, didn't I? I said the kid got tied up. No, it was the discussion I had last week where I was reading the article or the court case, actually, where someone was doing a lot of these type of activities and, you know, they had a permanent injunction against him by the attorney general, if I'm not mistaken. I think I read that to y'all. In any instance, so learned in law. They said express trust, especially one created with proper care to its instrument. I promise y'all, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but when I read these things, it's like they've been screaming to me for one, two, three, four paragraphs, right? Four and a half paragraphs, it would seem like, right? They've been screaming at me like I need to do my due diligence. You know, I read this entire thing. My copy is marked up, but I'm reading this on the computer. But this is a couple years ago. I read the entire thing. It's screaming at me to do it again, which is why I've been doing it. But I don't want to, right? So especially one created with proper care to its instruments. Why? It's the instruments that become instrumental. Listen to me. I keep this. All right. Proper care to its instrument is a far superior form of security or organization in general for individuals who desire to exercise their natural rights. Now, I want y'all to understand, we don't talk about the natural rights thing, right? So they're talking about it right here, right? So they break down trust. I don't want to get into it. But if you have this book, you want to go back and look at it, right? There's some things I want to point out. Let's see if they give us a clear definition. The most adequate definition of express trust is to be understood from the express trust. Put the legal estate entirely in one or more persons, right? While others have a beneficial interest in and out of same, but are neither partners nor agents. This simply adequate common law right any person or group of persons to jurist may exercise. The trustees issuing certificates of beneficial interest divided into shares, as well as issuing bonds and other obligations, are freely as they open a bank account, have a passbook, and draw and circulate checks or make whatever contractual relations are allowed to persons as a natural right.
Natural rights protected by the Constitution are those in natural person.
All right, natural rights. All right. So natural person, natural rights. That's what they say the express trust is supposed to be. I don't know where to go from here. All right, I'll just keep on. What has been created here is a trust organization lawfully by natural rights. Alright. Express trust, express trust, express trust, express trust. Damn. So, as I peruse, I had to bring up something from, let me see if I can find it. I showed some trust stuff earlier. This is what I want to go over. So, if you look at the Georgia codes, the Florida codes, the Texas codes, they typically have a section on wills. I didn't even get to pull that up earlier. Let me see if I can pull it up right now so I don't just be talking out my behind. So let's do wills and trust. I don't like always picking on Georgia, but I got to. Watch this. So in Florida, the trust code is one way. Let me get out of Discord because everybody come mess with me tonight. It's all good, though. I'm going to keep trying to get y'all to come hang out with me. So y'all could have seen my screens tonight. Oh, well. So back to this. In the Florida code is chapter 736. 736 gives you common law of trust, common law trust principles, common law of trust and principles of equity supplement this code, all right? So it just let you know common law is in full effect. What I find most interesting is it's not right here, creation validity. So, methods of creating trust. A trust may be created by declaration by the owner of property that the owner holds identifiable property as trustee. This shit hit crazy. Pay attention, y'all. Methods of creating a trust. This is, I got to pull up George's thing because this shit is going to bump the shit out. I have to pull up George's real quick. Georgia code, here we go. And we just clicked on methods of creation, I believe is what I clicked on. People are crazy. All right, formation. No. All right. So this is dope. All right. So Georgia's code says, I did skip it. Acceptance provided in this subsection, blah, 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 blah. An express trust shall be created or declared in writing and signed by the settlor or an agent for the settlor acting under a power of attorney containing express authorization. An express trust shall have ascertainable with reasonable certainty and intention by a settlor to create such trust, trust property, trustee, trust duties, the requirements that a trust have a reasonable ascertainable beneficiary shall be satisfied, so on and so forth. Cool. Florida says creation of the trust. I want to make sure I'm reading, you know, like code for code. They just say express trust, but they say shall be created. Yeah, shall be created. So here, Florida says, method of creating trust. A trust may be created by transfer of property to another person as trustee during the settler's lifetime or by will or other disposition taking effect on the settler's death. Declaration, right, by the owner. So like a declaration of trust by the owner of property that the owner holds identifiable property, exercise of a power of appointment in favor of a trustee. All right. Let me see. Requirements. So the trust is created only if the settlor has capacity, trust has a definite beneficiary. So they're not calling in Florida, what I'm saying is they're not calling it an express trust. Right? But it sounds very similar to that of an express trust, at least in the description. Trust created in other jurisdictions. All right? They're not, nowhere in here is it saying express trust, which I think is a little bit funny now that I'm seeing it in Florida. All right. Evidence, blah, blah, blah. Let me get out of here and see if I can go back. Representation. Creation, validity. Yeah, let's go to this one. You know what I just clicked on? Yeah. So under their creation, validity, let's see what Georgia says, because theirs is a little different. Georgia says creation. Oh, by D. No, this is creation, validity. Don't worry. I'm going to get to something. I'll just have to just sit tight. I'm trying to match the codes as I'm looking at it right now. So... if you're following me, had I had the chat open, I would be able to put it in there. But I've been trying to concentrate on just delivering the information. So, just went too far. Let's go back here. Creation by deed is a section I'm going to look at in Georgia. So it says, deeds to interest in property, filing of deeds and amendments, name of the trust, certificates, so on and so forth. So let's go with deeds to interest and see. The owner of property located in this state or persons desiring to acquire beneficial ownership of such property may create by deed in the state therein and the improvements made thereupon and in the property to be acquired. This kind of just, well, I can say it, for the benefit of themselves and such other persons, whether sojourners or not, who may contribute to improvement or development or acquisition. I know y'all like, yo, why is he reading all this shit to me? Well, because I just feel like it, right? Because you're going to listen, supposedly. Who may contribute to the improvement or development or acquisition of the property and their assigns or transfers, provided that the deed creating the estate shall provide for the improvement, so on and so forth. Now, it goes all the way down to a renewal of the estate may be made at the end of 25 years, like they said, renewal, upon the terms and conditions, so on and so forth, right? So 25 years lifespan, filing of deed. The deed creating a trust estate as provided in this code shall within 30 days of the execution thereof be filed by the trustee in the office of the clerk of the Superior Court of the county in which the principal office of the trust is located. The trustee shall concurrently pay to the clerk the fees prescribed upon the deed being filed with the clerk and the fees being paid, the clerk shall deliver to the trustee, his attorney, copies hereon and receipts of the cost. Upon receiving this, two copies, you got to go to the Secretary of State and shall pay $5. Secretary of State shall thereupon attach the certificate, the certified copies of the deeds together with the certificate of the Secretary of State thereon shall be received as evidence. Y'all like, he read this before. I know, but y'all going to get it. The Secretary of State at any time upon the request of any persons may provide duplicates. Now, what's interesting is over here in the Florida Code, as I'm perusing, we got trust purposes, evidence of trust, which is oral, but they don't have anything speaking to the expressed trust. So then earlier I showed you all in the YouTube video this code. And again, I'll put it in the chat, but chat's not open yet. But this code says common law declaration of trust. And I just gave it to you, so you can Google that. And what this is going to speak to is the fact that every such organization for the purpose of transacting business in this state or organized in this state for the purpose of transacting business elsewhere, which intends to sell or offer for sale any units, shares, contracts, notes, bonds, mortgages, oil, mineral leases, or other security of such association shall, prior to transacting any such business, file with the Department of State a true and correct copy of the Declaration of Trust. So what that reads like is the same way they just told you, as I didn't say earlier in the video, in Georgia, that you want to take your document in, right, on to the clerk, and then from the clerk to the Secretary of State. Secretary of State would get true and correct copies of those originals, right? In this instance. But I want y'all to understand, they want to give out true and correct copies of the Declaration of Trust under which the association proposes to conduct its business. In this, they're saying a copy of the original, not the original, but a copy, which copy shall be sworn to as being a true and correct, right, copy by the chair of the board, trustees named in such declaration of trust. Like, I'm going to blow the lid off of this in 2 seconds because I don't want to keep reading too much more. I'm just doing this for fluff's sake. But when such copy shall have been filed with the Department of State, it shall constitute public notice as to the purposes and manner of the business to be engaged in such association. So is this saying that a common law express trust is an association? Is this what it's saying? Is that what it's saying? A common law declaration of trust? Not even express trust, just a common law declaration of trust. I just want to be clear. Common law declaration of trust. Two or more persons, whether residents of this state or not, may organize and associate themselves together for the purpose of transacting business in this state. For the purpose of what? Transacting business. In this state, for the purpose of what? Transacting business. I told you y'all would get it eventually, right? For the purpose of transacting business in this state under what is commonly designated or known as a declaration of trust. See, what y'all haven't figured out yet is that the use of a declaration of trust, I want to say it, but I don't want to say it. But I just say it. The use of the Declaration of Trust is literally no different from an Articles of Incorporation, Articles of Organization, Articles of whatever. That's what your Declaration of Trust is. And it's fascinating that they have two separate codes for this. this code you can find in the Florida law is separated. It's literally called the Common Law Declaration of Trust Code. Right? This is a separate section from the other code I was just reading, which is chapter 7 something. But y'all got to understand, they talk about everything. Unlawful to transact business prior to compliance, people. You know, I burst my brain trying to figure out how to help y'all see this. So at the bottom of this chapter, it's going to go into some stuff. Let me see if it says it any more plain before I go where I want to go. All right. Merger of association into wholly owned subsidiary corporation. What mergers are they talking about? I'm still in the section of common law declaration of trust, right? I'm skipping over stuff. They got the certificates. The declaration of trust may provide that the units, certificates of beneficial ownership, interest, or other security issues, blah, 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 blah. Because y'all got to understand, it's a business. Shall be personally liable to the trust or its creditors. Anybody with those TCU units. Yeah, I'm jumping all over the place. I want some. All right. So right here, y'all got to read it for yourself. I'm not trying to read everything for you. I already gave you the law. But I'm going to read this section. Merger of association into wholly owned subsidiary corporation. Dissenters' rights and approval. Any association organized under the laws of this state, which they have their document organized under the law of Georgia, pursuant to, or the law of whatever state, pursuant to a declaration of trust, which they declare is under common law, filed in accordance with the provisions of this chapter, which owns all of the outstanding shares of any corporation, domestic or foreign, may merge into such corporation as provided in this section if such merger is permitted by the law of the jurisdiction under which such corporation is organized. What did they just say? That you can take a declaration of trust and merge it into a fucking corporation. I know you didn't get it. I'm just saying. Yeah, I know you didn't get it. I just told you. It's okay. Let it sink in for a second. So what's the effect of that? The same as a corporation. Let it sink in for a second. I can't make this shit up. The association shall comply with the provisions of this section and the subsidiary corporation hereinafter designated as surviving corporation. What is it? Surviving. Because that entity that so-called exists, that 9-8 that is foreign, turns domestic and a corporation at that, if you wait, couple, shall comply with the applicable provisions of this laws of the jurisdiction. Like, why are you reading this shit? Because I can. If the surviving corporation is to be governed by the laws of any jurisdiction other than this state, you better tell them. It shall comply with respect to foreign corporations if it is to transact business in this state. The surviving corporation, with respect to foreign corporations, if it is to transact business in the state, and in every case, it shall file with the Department of State an agreement that it may be served with process. What the fuck? That's a registered agent. Ooh, express trust the registered agent. Ooh. An agreement that may be served with process in this state. In any proceeding for the enforcement of any obligation of the association. And in any proceeding for the enforcement of any rights under the declaration of trust of the association, of the organization, of the company, of a dissenting shareholder of the association against the surviving corporation. An irrevocable appointment of the Secretary of State as its agent to accept service of process in any such proceeding. Y'all didn't just him. Yeah, I read that. I just read that. I just literally read that shit. I done told you y'all need to cancel them damn registered agents. You know what? An agreement that it will promptly pay to the dissenting shareholders of the association the amount, if any, to which they're entitled under its declaration of trust. They keep talking about corporation stuff from a declaration of trust. I just want to keep reading some of this shit because it's, you know, it's just nice. The name of the association and the name of the surviving corporation, the board of trustees of the association shall approve a plan of merger setting forth, right? Articles of incorporation of the surviving corporation, pay attention. The manner and basis of converting the shares, pay attention. I do this on purpose, y'all. Right? Y'all forced me to deliver this stuff, so I got to. Board of Trustees of the Association upon approving such plan of merger shall by resolution direct that the plan be submitted to a vote, right? Corporation. At a meeting of shareholders at the of the association, which may be either an annual or a special meeting. At such meetings of shareholders, a vote of the shareholders shall be taken. After such approval, upon such approval, the name of the association and the name of the corporation, designating the corporation as a surviving corporation, the plan of merger, the dates of adopting of the plan of merger by the shareholders of the association and by the board of directors of the surviving corporation. Yo, I can't make this up. This is all in the law or their code. Y'all just like, yo, why is he reading all of this stuff? Because I can. I can. I can. Yeah, I want to finish reading that. Yeah, I want to finish reading that. It talks about some liability stuff. What I am going to do is just the working of the courage to do it. But I am going to do it as soon as I can find it. I'm going to just, oh, it was on the bear. My bad, y'all. Y'all like, yo, why is he sharing it? All right, so let me say this before I read this last piece and then I'll probably get out of here. Look, everything here has been misrepresented. Oh, I see hands up already. My bad. Give me 2 seconds. Everything here has been misrepresented. And people have lied to you when in fact they've just stolen information. And I say stolen because they've claimed that they wrote it, they claimed that they created it, they claimed that they put the labor and time and effort into it, when they didn't. All they did was tweak a few words, yo. And I'm gonna hurt some feelings tonight, but before I do that, I will take a quick call. Let me see what 901-270 is doing. What's poppin'? What's good?
Yo.
Live and direct, in effect. Can you hear me, yo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Is this thing working? Hello?
Can you hear me?
All right. Can't say I ain't come to the call. Hey, it's working. Why don't I just... Hello? My bad. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Yo, could y'all hear me just now? You can hear me just now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I wasn't hearing you, though. Snap.
Yeah, because my thing just said unmuted.
Oh, I was talking to you. I said I seen the hand up. I was gonna take a quick call before I finished what I was doing. I didn't know what the hand was up. That's what I was trying to say, you know?
Yeah, I got muted for some reason.
Oh yeah, I did that because I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying you good now. I couldn't hear you before.
Right. All right. So let me jump into it. So what you have been going over, what it sounds like is they want you to follow their rules to the extent of that they want to control your trust.
It's actually worse than that.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Yeah, it's actually way worse than that. Remember, you know, and I'm gonna get back to it in a second, but the thing that I'm presenting to everyone that I'm jumping around and playing around with is the fact that I'm trying to help people to see something without saying it. And the buildup was to say that if you invest money in acquiring information to provide certain asset protection or to provide certain relief or remedy, for lack of a better term, you're expecting that what you pay for is going to perform like that, right? And what I'm saying to you is that when people don't investigate or do their thorough portion of their checking, right, checks and balances, they miss imperative information. And what I'm going to share tonight is going to and should, right, bring a lot of the confusion to a closure, because it's not me saying something. I did a pretty decent job earlier with the video because I had everything organized. But you know, once you pour out something, it's kind of like to recreate it, it's very difficult, right? But I have all the resources right in front of me. I don't want to read all of them again. I just did that. It's redundant, right? So while I'm trying to navigate y'all through this, it's to get you to a particular point. And the point is, if you don't know how to execute and establish your express trust properly, right, you're going to present a window of opportunity, if you will, where they can seize those properties because you make it subject to their jurisdiction. I pointed it out in the actual document that was written. If y'all went to the video, I read the whole Declaration of Trust. But, you know, sometimes I think I kind of stumble over my words, and maybe I don't say it as poetically as I would want to say it. So I'm going to read it to you. Is that okay? Can I just read something to you real quick? Let's see if we, sure, we can get people to understand what we're trying to say. All right? Many practitioners, even experienced trust lawyers, may be surprised to learn that the Georgia Trust Code contains provisions for a form of entity commonly known as the common law trust. All right, and I'm going to say common law express trust. I'm kind of like ad-libbing because I want a copy of this and I don't have it yet, right? So I'm ad-libbing. Indeed, the beginning to the relevant sections of the trust code states that the provisions are rarely maximized, and the title of the relevant article, which is creation by deed, this is the code now, is far from illuminating. It's far from even showing you what you can and cannot do with it, right? So this is what they're going to say. This group of statutory provisions, what is the express trust? Pay attention. Let us call it the Georgia Trust Code. They got some ad-lib in there. For want of a better title, right? Indeed, the proposed draft of the revamped act, now called the Georgia Trust Code, currently in circulation among the members of the state bar, while making several dramatic changes, has been left the blank trust code completely intact and unchanged without comment. I'm going to fill in blank in a sec. The modern trust has its origins in Massachusetts and was developed originally as a result of the inability of corporations to own real estate. Yo, I'm a beast. You hear me? He's knocking at the door, man.
Hey.
Perhaps, see, not surprisingly, hold on, it now finds its most complete and modern expression in Delaware. Indeed, in this author's experience, it is common to refer to this form of entity as a Delaware tribe. Although the Delaware Code itself now refers to a statutory trust. The second time they mentioned in that. Pay attention. The Georgia Trust Code reflects the historical antecedent. In its current form, it serves primarily as a means to share ownership and centralized management of one or more specific properties. Management. Listen to the terms that they use. The current code relies extensively on corporate law for some of its most crucial terms. Although the form is not limited to ownership of real estate properties or real properties, it seems clear that this was its original purpose, as witnessed by the requirements of recording a deed with the county clerk as soon as you what? Acquire a fucking house, right? They have you jump through the hoops, right? All right, pay attention. As well as the time limits imposed on its duration, both of which are discussed in more detail below. But I want to end with this. The potential use of this particular trust, however, goes far beyond its historical antecedent. At least under modern statutes, this trust is not only an acceptable, but in many cases, a preferable alternative to other forms of business organization. I'm going to pause right there. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. What you had to say?
The Delaware Trust is like, it sounds like it's the same thing as the Massachusetts Trust, because it specifically talks about dealing with land, having real estate.
What I'm saying is this, you know, what stood out to me more than anything else is the fact that you have a combination of ideas being tossed around. Let me put my big boy hat on, right? And the ideas that are tossed around are coupled with the lack of understanding, first of all, but it's coupled with the fact that people are actually not aware of what it is that they're doing. And the best way for me to say it is like this. They've merged trust codes with IRS codes and presented people with this idea that you could be X, Y, and Z, dare I say tax exempt. However, what this is sharing and what I've been reading all day to y'all is the fact that if you give up your declaration of trust, if you provide that to the powers to be, so to speak, you ultimately are giving them jurisdiction over your entity. And the misconception that you think that your entity is foreign and or private has to be laid to rest. There is no organization classified as a blank trust or blank trust organization under the internal code or accompanying regulations. But this is the document that y'all copied. You copied a document that was established specifically for what they considered a pure trust, right? But this is IRS information that I'm reading that says there is no organization classified as a pure trust. Go back and look at their code. 301.7701 is going to break down express trust and everything else, or at least trustees of trust and stuff like that. But they don't have a pure trust. The express trust is cited in the codes as far as your state goes, right? What I wanted to show you real quick before I go. So in Florida, they have under the divisions of corporations an affidavit to the Florida Secretary of State to file or qualify blank a blank trust, which is a declaration of trust. So it says, in accordance with Section 609 of the Florida statutes pertaining to common law declaration of trust, the undersigned, the chairman of the boards of, and they say blank trust, name of trust, a, and you got to say state trust, hereby affirmed in order to file or qualify, and they want the name of the trust. So what I'm saying is whenever you give up a declaration of trust, you have become domesticated. And they have the files to prove it, the forms to prove it.
So in terms, they're requiring all that. So it's making it seem like you're asking for permission to put that instrument in play.
It's not that you're asking permission. They're just now aware of everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Watch this. A trust is the right enforceable solely in equity to the beneficial enjoyment of property of which the legal title is in another. You know this, right? So nobody can't come between that. That's contracted. That's contracted.
Right.
Right? So at the end of the day, I'm telling y'all, you know, it goes a little bit deeper than I want to share right now. Right? But there's some stuff in the private I really want to talk about. You get me? But guys, what comments or questions you have? I'm looking for something in the meantime.
Oh, and that right there is the most important reason of why you should not give them a declaration, because you're giving them credence to come and regulate your instrument. You should have a certificate of trust, and that's all they need to see.
The reality is everything is about the execution. So if people understood me, what you should get from tonight is carefully, and I want to be careful, there is a possibility of managing all of your affairs privately. And I would love for people to be able to see that. All of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know where people get off, but this is what I'm saying. A common law trust is a pure trust. And this is, I'm reading this to you, not something, I don't want to go into all of it, but I just read that to you. But yet still, I'm looking at some other things, and I should have said private. The common law trust is executed by trustees acting under their inherent rights secured by the Constitution of the United States and the common law. There you go. All right. But there's a lot of stuff that people aren't. I don't know if I closed it out, but there's something I was looking for that I can't find. And it's eluding me. But the main thing is everybody's been lying to people that what they've been doing is helping them to secure their property. If you filed a declaration of trust at any point, your document has been compromised. That's all I'm trying to let you. And if you don't get it, you probably won't get it. Right? The visuals earlier showed you, you know, this indenture laughing my ass off and all of this stuff that I was talking about, all the way down to the fact that the original document was created. They say intend to create a pure trust organization. I think I closed that stuff out and I'm not going to be able to find it. But I was reading the, did I close it out or is it just on one of these? I was looking for the IRS thing I was just reading because they said a whole lot of stuff that was important. Yeah, I had to close it out because I'm not seeing that shit. Oh, no. I think this shit was on the net. Let me read this to you. This y'all should be able to find. So this one, it just says, common law, right, and IRC. So this is created by them, I'm assuming, but whatever. They're going to talk about basis of having trust, right? So people got to understand. The following discusses definitions, distinctions, and rules regarding trust and the IRC. A lot of it is going to be focused on common law, state common law, state common law, state common law, all right? State law allows you to create legal interests and rights. That's what you create with the state law. Federal tax law designates what rights or interests that has been created shall be taxed. So this is in combination as to whether or not this is supposed to be taxed or not. All right. Trusts are one of the major forms of organizations for federal tax purposes. So a lot of sham goes on when they tell you, oh, you can just not pay taxes. And I'm telling y'all, some of y'all are in for a rude awakening. And let me say, a lot of our folks out here are agents, and I'm being real. Along with corporations, partnerships, and governmental agencies, right? There is trust. See the category keys? Corporations, partnerships, and governmental agencies. All right, trust as being redefined. I read that earlier. In their IRC code, an arrangement created either by will or inter vivos declaration. So inter vivos, right? While you're alive, declaration of trust. So these are the two ways that they let you create the trust, which inevitably I'm telling you that you've created a trust by statute. We've been bamboozled, we've been hoodwinked, we've been lied to think that the fucking trust that you're operating, the Express Trust, is anything other than a corporal fucking ration. And on that note, I'm going to drop the mic.
Oh. So, let me say this. What that sounds like is that trust that people have created is another dead entity.
They're all dead entities. That should only exist on paper, right? So what I'm saying is they trick everybody. And what I'm saying is we had teachers, supposed teachers, take the stance of, yo, I want you to take your declaration of trust. I want you to commit it to the county clerk. Why? Because you have quit claim your property to the trust, right? Let's say you have a house, whatever the case may be. So you put that property into the trust. If it was some personal property, you know, which they never answer for y'all, it wouldn't be necessary for you to put it on the fucking record because it's what? Not real property, right? But you still can put it on the record, right? Neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
But you would take that shit, you would put it on the record, and everyone would recognize that you have title to some land. You've established chain of title, or you've continued that chain of title to certain land or certain parcel of land, right? i.e. giving that entity the responsibility of whatever, protecting that property. Now, what the gurus didn't do is they didn't read. They didn't read anything beyond the Rule 17. Capacity to sue and whatever, right? They read trustee of an express trust. Like, rightfully so, it's a natural person. And you can have an express trust because of its remarkable security features, and I'm going to only say it that way. You can have an express trust that is actually a private entity and be treated as a private entity. The lesson from all of today was for you all to see that all that you have done is created a cyborg of a corporation by committing a declaration of trust to the Secretary of State. I just read it to you tonight. I don't even know where I read that from, but I just read it to you tonight where it says that if you do the declaration of trust, you sign over, I think that was in the Florida code, you sign over 100% of that damn trust over to them.
Yep.
Did I not read that earlier today? I know I read that shit somewhere. Right? They say you give 100% of that responsibility over to Florida Code, whatever. I think I have it in Word. All right. I'm trying to see if I can find it before I have to go. I think this is it. Yeah. Issuance of certificates, all of this shit, right? Any association under these laws, declaration of trust filed in accordance with the provisions which owns all of the outstanding shares, blah, 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 blah. But it goes into when you got an irrevocable appointment of the Secretary of State as its agent. That's to tell you that every entity that's created has the Secretary of State as its agent. That's registered on the Secretary of State website. An irrevocable appointment is one that cannot be overturned. The Secretary of State is your agent. It's crazy. All right, you had
a registered agent.
That is your registered agent. That's why I told people to cancel the registered agent. But they still don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it, man. I'm tapped out. You have any last comments, any questions, any concerns before I head out? I'm going to tag Money back in.
Yeah.
If you have any comments, because I just tapped in. Got it.
Yeah, like everybody needs to get their Wise, Concise, Trustee Handbook. Please read over that.
I'm going to take that a step further and say they need to read more than just read over that. They need to read the footnote. All right. Let me tap to my people's Monday. What's good, Monday? Hey, I know you're traveling and stuff back and forth, man. What's popping with you?
It's good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling, man. I'm back in action. You know what I'm saying? If I'm picking up what you're throwing out there, man, you know, attention to detail is the key. I'm definitely going to read that again and, you know, administer your shit right, man. Watch out for them hostile takeovers, man. Stop playing. Thank you.
You know what's crazy? It would sound like I'm discouraging people, but I'm not. What I am saying is if you do your due diligence, you can actually maximize this to do what it's supposed to do. If you don't do your due diligence, you're going to find yourself somewhere you don't want to be. And I don't want to wish nothing on nobody. But for the sake of argument, you're going to compromise everything that you have constructed under that trust as trust res or trust property. So if you put your house in there, you're compromising it. You definitely compromise the shit out of it if you want to change your name, AKA, back to something else. Can you imagine you got a private entity saying that it's outside of the U.S., right? And you still got to get your name changed in the U.S., right? Which is now going to match the name that's your beneficiary in your express trust, which all I'm saying is that it's a statutory trust. Think about what I just said. Y'all be easy, man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.